Gila Daf Dalet Amid Beis, Toisus Divrei Maschil, V'yavirena Arba Amos B'shus HaRabim, first Toisus, first V'yavirena Arba Amos. The Gemara had discussed the famous Gzeira D'Rabba, that both concerning Megillah and concerning Tkiya Shofar and Lulav, that we don't do any of those activities on Shabbos. Because we're concerned that in each case, either the Baal Kore in the case of the Megillah, the Baal Tokeh in the case of the Kia Shofar, or the individual wanting to know how to shake the Lulav, will go to some kind of Baki to teach him how to read the Megillah, to blow the Shofar, to wave the Lulav properly. And will come to carry in the street, Yavirena Arba Amas Brisha Sarabim, and will come to violate Shabbos. So therefore the Chachamim use their koach of Akira's Dover Menatorah v'Shev Al Tase. They passively uprooted the mitzvah in the case of Lulav and Shofar, and concerning Megillah, they uprooted the mitzvah derabbanan. Tosis says the following question, which as we shall see is also motivating Rashi's comment here. Kosha, difficult. Amaylo ka'amar v'yotziena me'rashitza yochid l'rashitza rabim. The Orcha de Milsa Havitfei. Why did Rabbah choose to formulate the Gzeira in a way that you might come to carry four Amos and Rosh Hasharabim? Why didn't he formulate it? And as Tosa says, the Orcha de Milsa Havitfei would have been the more normal situation where you start out with the Megillah inside a house, some kind of Rosh Hashayachid, and the same with the Shofar and the Lulav, because a similar analysis applies to all three. And make a gzeira that you might come to carry from the Rosh Hashayachid to the Rosh Hasharabim to the public domain in trying to get to a baki, some kind of expert to train you. Again, the words, Kosha, Amaylo Ka'amar, why didn't Rabbi say, Yotziena mi Rosh Hashayachid, and I'll come to carry from the private domain, or typically the house, the Rosh Hasharabim, and typically the street, the Orcha de Milsa, Havitfei, since that is a more regular situation. Why are we being goes there, carrying in the Rosh Hasharabim? You're usually not starting out having the Megillah in the Rosh Hasharabim. So Tosis gives two answers. Yeshloma, the Me Rosh Hasayachid the Rosh Hasharabim answer number one, lo to inchi, that it is much less likely that a person will make a mistake to carry from Rosh Hasayachid to Rosh Hasharabim. Lo to inchi, people will not make such a mistake. Once in a while, albeit less regularly, the Megillah might already be in the public domain, where the person has the Megillah, and then he'll carry it within the public domain, inside it, namely the Rosh Hasharabim itself. Why is it that from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim, people won't make that mistake? So one could have said locally within the Tosfos that maybe the prohibition of carrying from the public domain to the private domain to the public domain is more well known, and therefore it's less likely that a person would forget even temporarily that is there. But it's unlikely that that's what Tosfos means. This is a Tosfos that appears in quite a few places in Shas, as pointed out by the Masoros HaShas. Since the topic of the Gzeira that you might come to carry applies to Megillah and to Shofar and to Lulav. So it's going to appear at least three places. And it also appears apparently in Masechta Beis as well, dealing with the laws of Yom Tov. It's brought up tangentially there. So in some of those places, Tosis elaborates that when you're inside, so there's a noticeable wall that divides between that domain and the public domain. So as you're walking out, the memory is more likely to kick in that, hey, I there's a wall here, there's a door here. I shouldn't be walking out of this with something in my hand on Shabbos, as opposed to the public thoroughfare where there are no walls. So it's more likely that someone might temporarily forget and lose themselves and come to carry for a moment. So this seems to be the first answer of Tosis. Second answer, the first narrow line, V'od Yesh Lomar, the abbreviation. That for the following reason it did not choose to formulate the gzeira as Rosh Hashanah Shusharabim Lafi, since Shalafamim, at least occasionally, Sha'ain Sham Chi of Chatos, there's not going to be an Issa min HaTorah, formerly a chiyuv to bring a carbon, because we're dealing with a shogeg here. We're not dealing with a gzeira that lets someone violate Shabbos b'mezid. We're concerned that he might violate b'shogeg, but there can be times where, when you're inside the house and you do carry outside the house, you still won't be violating an Issa min HaTorah and b'chayiv chatos. How so? Either kevan, or some change the gersa to kagon. For example, Shlo Hoysa Akira Rishona LeShem Kach, where the initial uprooting or the movement of the item from its state of rest was not for the sake of carrying it out. Kigon, for example, Hamefana Chafatzim Mizavis, one who is moving objects from corner to corner, from place to place in the house. And that was his intent, to pick it up in corner A and move it to corner B, all inside the house. Of course, those are permissible acts. V'nimlach aleihen, and then he changed his mind, lehotzion, to carry it outside, while it was still in his hand and while he was still moving. So as he's about to move from corner A to corner B, he's picked it up in corner A, he's about to put it down in corner B, but as he's still moving, he says, you know what? Let's now go outside and ask the Baal Koreh had a lane so I could read the Megillah, the same concerning shofar and lulav. The potter, my high timer, Tosis finishes up, that one is exempt for that reason, because there was no intent to carry it out. Just a brief review of the laws of Otsa. In order to be chayiv for carrying, you have to have what's called an akira, literally an uprooting or a movement from its state of rest. You have to have a havara, where you're transferring from one domain to another. And you have to have a hanacha, where it's going from a state of movement to a state of rest, either placing it down or just a person stopping with it in its hand. Akira, havara, hanacha. Similar to what you need in Arba Amos Brishas HaRabim. You have to pick it up and transfer the four amot and then put it down. Akira, havara, hanacha. So what Tosis is pointing out here, based on a quote from Gemara and Shabbos, is that not only do you need an akira, an initial movement, let's say if someone's moving on the fly and someone gives something to him as he's moving, so that person did not do an akira and wouldn't be chayiv, even though he would violate Mr. Rabbanan. But the akira, even if there is one, has to be with intent to do the havara, to do the transference of domain from Rishas HaYochid to Rishas HaRabim. So you could have a situation, what Tos is driving at is that it's not so likely that you're going to violate an Issa min HaTorah in carrying from Rishas HaYochid to Rishas HaRabim, because you could be picking up that Megillah or Shofar or Lulav, and then originally intending to move it from place to place in the house, and then changing your mind as you're moving, and then carrying it out. And that would not violate a Torah law. So hence, there wouldn't be a need to make a gzeira about that, since there will be situations where you're not going to be violating a Torah law, a chiyuv chatos, only rabbinic law. So the Achronim ask on this Tosfos. Actually, Tosfos himself asks on this Tosfos, and some of the other places in Shas where this is raised. Because Rashi in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, formulates a similar answer to Tosis's second answer. And Tosis there asks that same idea that's telling you why we didn't make a gzeira to carry from Rishas HaYochid to Rishas HaRabim, namely that you might not be chayiv because you might have initially done the akira not with intent to transfer it to Rishas HaRabim. So that same logic presumably could apply in the Rishas HaRabim itself. If you're starting out on the Rishas HaRabim and you intended to move it from one place to another within four amos, and then you changed your mind as you were moving and you decided to go past four amos, so then that also will not be chayiv. So how does this answer solve the problem? The suggestion that you're not always going to be chayiv because you might be carrying it when you changed your mind in mid-carry, if you will, before you violated the prohibition, and therefore the Akira will be disqualified from making you chayiv, So that same problem should apply whether it's from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah itself. So it, perhaps the way to resolve this is that it's much more likely that in the house you're going to be, as Tosis's language is, mizavis, that you're going to want to be moving something within the house from corner to corner, from shelf to shelf. And then within that, once you're already moving, you might intend to carry it out, and then you wouldn't be chayiv achatas. But in the street, it's a funny case to start out with, but if you're in the street, so there aren't really corners there, so there's no storage place there. So to say that you're going to be intending to carry it from one place to another within 4 amot, and then in mid-movement you're going to decide to move it further, that would be a very unlikely scenario. A normal situation would be that you're holding it in the Rishis HaRabim, and then you decide to now go to the Chacham and to have him train you about Mikra Megillah, and the same with the other cases. So there is a room for concern. It's notable that Rashi here seems to give a third answer to this question. And the Rashi, the Ramaskal, so he says, Megillah. So even if one is camping out in the field, or without a tent, because the tent could be Rosh HaSiochid, but even if one is sleeping out in the field, and assuming the field's a Rosh HaSarabim, and he has a Megillah, so there is what to make it, there's a room for Gzeira that you might come to carry 4 amot. So it could very well be that Rashi's driving at is, yes, there is a Gzeira that you might come to carry from Rosh HaSiochid to Rosh HaSarabim. But what Rav is trying to teach you is not only is there a gzeira that you're in the normal case of where you might come to carry from your house to outside in the street, but don't think that the gzeira does not apply if you have the Megillah and in the outside. Even if you have the Megillah on the outside, we still don't allow you to read the Megillah on Shabbos because you might come to carry it within the street. I guess in an era, Hashem Yatzilenu would send the refuah to the world, but in an era of Corona where there are many outdoor minyanim, so this Rashi becomes more alive for us. Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Tosis the Bimaskel V'Yavirena Arba Amos B'Shis Arabim, the second one. Tosis is not bothered by other areas of halacha that we are doing on Shabbos, and somehow we are not making this gzeira of Yavirena Arba Amos B'Shis Arabim. Tosis begins, "I will meal of a Shabbos," the classic model of a mitzvah that we do even on Shabbos. "I will meal of a Shabbos," Tosis is implicitly asking. So why do we allow it on Shabbos? Aren't we concerned that the mohel is going to go to a bucky in order to be able to do the milah more properly and come to carry the milah knife in the street? So Tosa says, "Ein lidchos," that we should not push off, or that we don't push off. The hachamira, since it is a very severe mitzvah, shekein nichrasu aleha yud gimel brisos. The Gemara, in a few places, refers to the fact that Avraham Avinu was told when it, to do the was given the mitzvah of bris, and the word bris is mentioned 13 times in that context, increasing the severity of that mitzvah. Anytime the Chachamim make a gzeira derabanan, they always have to take all the factors into consideration. The reasonable risk that a Torah law might be violated, the downside of being mevatel that particular mitzvah, that particular activity. So here, the Tosus suggests that because of the severity of the mitzvah of Mila, because of the Yud Gimel Brisos, that is such a important topic that the word Bris is mentioned 13 times, that the Chachamim wouldn't want to make a gzeira on that to prohibit it on Shabbos, lest you come to carry. Again, the act of Mila itself is an override of Shabbos, and but that is specifically sanctioned by the Torah. Gemara in Perek Vav, the Mila on Shabbos points out that we darshan from Pasuk. Vayom Hashmini, on the 8th day, Vayom Afilu B'Shabbos. So that does override Shabbos, but the question is, why don't we not allow it? Tosa is asking because of the concern you might come to carry the knife to go to a bucky in order to train you in Mila. And his answer is because they didn't want to start up with Mila because it's such a significant mitzvah. Tosa gives another answer introduced by the word Vegam, 3 lines down from the beginning of the explanatory part of Tosis. Vegam ein adam mol elam kein havi boki. that the person is not going to engage in Mila, we hope, unless he's already an expert, at least enough of an expert. The Sakana Yesh B'Dover, since there's a risk in doing so if you don't know what you're doing. So presumably any moel would have been trained before, and the concern that he's going to go to a baki to try to, on the fly, try to train him in Mila on that Shabbos is highly, highly unlikely. But with shofar, even though people train themselves, and Megillah, you know, there's no, if you will, sakana, if you don't do a good job. So, sakana ruchanit, you don't get the mitzvah, but the risk factor that someone on Rosh Hashanah that fell out on Shabbos, or same with Megillah, same with Lulav, might not know what they're doing is greater, and therefore they made the gzeirah. Just to mention this world famous position of the Taz, which is also mentioned by some of the Rishonim, in answer to this kasha that Tosfos gives his own two answers for, that the Taz writes that the Chachamim don't have the power to make a gzeira derabanan on something that is explicitly permitted by the Torah. When it comes to shofar, as we shall see in the continuation of Tosfos, the act of blowing the shofar itself does not violate any Shabbos or Yom Tov law. Playing a musical instrument, blowing the shofar itself does not violate a melacha. The act of taking the lulav, although there perhaps could be issues, as Tos points out, of muktzah, but there's no isser in taking a lulav on a Torah level or of waving it. And certainly the act of reading the Megillah in and of itself does not violate any prohibition at all of Shabbos. So there was no need, if you will, for the Torah to permit any of these acts, shofar and lulav, Megillah derabanan, on Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos or when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, because there's no Torah prohibition. When it comes to Mila, the act, the cut itself is a violation of Torah prohibition, of cutting and causing bleeding, one of several prohibitions, perhaps shochet, causing bleeding, other proposals that are given by the Rishonim. But there certainly is a Torah prohibition to normally do a milah. So therefore there was a need for a Torah override to allow it on Shabbos. And as we mentioned, we have one, over Yom HaShmini. So once there is a Torah override where the Torah says, do the milah on Shabbos, so the Chachamim can't come along and make a gzeira against that and say, no, we say you shouldn't do it on Shabbos because you might come to carry the knife. Even if that would be a valid concern, but since the Torah itself specifically permitted it, not like shofar and lulav, where it's just by default that it permitted it because there was no need to override Shabbos as a result of it because the act itself does not override Shabbos. When it comes to Mila, there is a need to override Shabbos because the act itself is an isser. So if the Torah specifically permitted it, the Chachamim cannot come along and make a gzeira on a specific permit that the Torah authorized. That's a famous, perhaps the most famous answer for that kasha that Tosfos raises. How come they didn't make a gzeira the rabbah concerning Mila? But interesting, the Tos himself apparently disputes that answer of the Taz and therefore gives two of his own answers. Okay, now Tosfos continues in the fifth line, raising another issue of something that we do on Shabbos that we don't seem to be making the Gzeirah D'Rabbah on. Ach Nishal L'Ri HaLevi. Not sure what the first name is. L'Ri HaLevi. Yitzchak HaLevi. Not sure. Eich Tokin B'Matzoi Yom HaKippurim. The famous minhag that Kehilos have, that at the end of Yom Kippur, we blow the shofar. Again, different minhagim, but Tosfos seems to be going with the minhag that we blow one tekiah. Some blow at kia shvarim true at kia, some blow even more. I think Sfardim blow even more. In Eretz Yisrael, some people blow more, but the most common Ashkenazic practice is to blow one tekiah. So the real Levi asked, or was asked of him, Eich token v'matzah yom kippurim. When Yom Kippur is over, we blow the shofar, v'halo osur lasos malacha. So, kasha number one, you're not allowed to do work on Yom Kippur, whether it's Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos or even a regular Yom Kippur. Achi Avdil, also lasas malocha, Achi Avdil, until you make Avdallah, that even if it's already nightfall, But since we're blowing the shofar right after Ne'ilah, before Ma'ariv, and you didn't say Yatachon Antonu, you certainly didn't make Havdalah al HaKos, so how could you blow shofar? It's still Yom Kippur. V'tu, and furthermore, now we get back to the context of this Tosis. Shema Yelech Eitzel Boki. Why don't we make a gzera that we shouldn't be able to blow it? Let's just come to carry and ask someone how to be able to blow that tkiya. Just like we have a concern on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. And if so, we should be concerned about that same gzeira. Again, the question here is about the Yom Kippur, even if it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, because it's the same severity of prohibition as Yom Kippur with Shabbos, without Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah itself. A lot of blow shofar because there's no prohibition of carrying. So there's certainly no room to make a gzeira the rabbi. But in Yom Kippur, there is a room for that gzeira, even a regular Yom Kippur, because in Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to carry. So here is Tosis's answers. So we have to keep in mind he has two kashas. Kasha number one, that the act itself is a prohibited act. You're not allowed to blow shofar, at least rabbinically. Kasha number two, why don't we prohibit it, lest you come to violate a Torah law, namely carrying the gzeira the rabbi. Vitiritz. And the real Levi answered, the Misham Tekiya Shofar, Chochma ve'ein Malacha. The Gemara in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, among other places, says that blowing the shofar is not a malacha. It's not asim in a Torah. It's only a chochma. Puts it together with Radia Sapas, scraping the bread off of the oven. That is Chochma ve'ein Malacha, meaning it's not a Torah prohibition. So, what does that mean? That means it's totally mutter. So it could be that what Tos is driving at is that it is an Issur d'Rabbanan. Either one could suggest that anything that requires chokhmah, requires wisdom to do, that it's a like inventive kind of activity, it itself is Issur d'Rabbanan, or it's a gzeira shem yisak in kli shir. It's a decree that you might come to fix the instrument, in this case to fix the shofar if it breaks. But it's only an Issur d'Rabbanan. Not an Issur Torah. Come back to that a little later. Why will that violate the Issur d'Rabbanan? V'gam lo chayshinan shema yelech etzol boki. And the second concern, that you're going to go to someone to teach you how to do it, that's not really a concern. The mishum tekiya achas she'ena ela mishum zecher liyovel. One blow that's only a remembrance for Yovel. Lo itzderich kuli hai. You don't require more than just one blow. Kir Rosh Hashanah d'oraisahi, like a Rosh Hashanah that's a mitzvah in a Torah, and not just a zecher for Yovel, rabbinically a minhag, tzorach shloshim kolos, so to blow 30 kolos, the tashrat, tashat, tarat, the tkias, the shvorim, the trua, so that you're going to need a baki to teach you, but just to get one tki out is not such a big deal. Maybe one could add that it's not so important that it even be a kosher tkiya, zecher ba'alma, but Tosus does not go that route. Getting back to the idea of why, if chochma is at least asdar rabbanan, or perhaps because there's a rabbinic law, you might come to fix the musical instrument, so why is it mutter? So it could be what the Tosus is driving at is, he was dealing with a situation, it sounds like from the context, that it was already after nightfall, already Tzeta Kochavim, the three stars already came out. But what he was troubled by is the fact that it was before Havdalah. So the Gemara in Shabbos points out that you're not allowed to do Malacha till you have Havdalah, even though time-wise it's already after Shabbos. We'll see a little later on in the Tosis that itself is an Issur d'Rabbanan. In a Torah, one Shabbos is over after three stars. Even without Abdullah, you could do work, but rabbinically, you're not allowed to do work. So perhaps what Tosis is driving at is they didn't make a decree against blowing shofar, which is a chachma ve'ena malacha, when it's already after Shabbos and you didn't make Abdullah. And as to how far to take that idea that Tosis develops, in other words, which kind of rabbinic prohibitions do not apply, which kind of rabbinic prohibitions do not apply before Havdalah, so that's a discussion in the poskim, which requires a lot of analysis. But minimally, what Tos is saying, that the degree of prohibition of Chochma v'Ena Malacha But perhaps the Gzeira, Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, maybe those kinds of things don't apply before Havdalah once the time already comes. Tosfos is brief about this. He doesn't explain why the prohibition is not relevant. He just says it's Chachma Vein Melacha, but perhaps that's what he's driving at. Since it's before Havdalah and not a greater prohibition, so then they allow it. So now Tosfos quotes another answer to the second Kasha. And not in terms of the Chachma Vein Melacha, but why we don't make a Gzeira that you might come to carry. Rabbeinu Shmuel Omer, presumably the Rashbam, the Davka B'Shavis of Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shavis, so we make the Gzeira that you shouldn't blow the shofar, lest you come to carry the Imma, why? The Imma Viro, since if you carry Arba Amos, B'Shus HaRab, Ike Sur D'Raisa, that'll be a Torah prohibition. But in that case, Vadai, certainly Yesh Lachosh, we have to be concerned about that, lest you come to violate a Torah prohibition, so don't blow the shofar. Because you might violate a severe Torah prohibition of Shabbos. Av ben soyam kipurim, da'afilo im aviro dal ames brishas arabim lo havi ela is the rabbanan. And the nightfall after Yom Kippur, even if you do carry it, which is four ames and brishas arabim to get the baki to teach you how to blow the kiyah, it's only rabbinic prohibition. Why is it only rabbinic prohibition? So the Mefarshim want to explain what we mentioned earlier, that we're dealing with a situation where they're ready to say to kochavim. The stars have already come out. So that Isser that the Chachamim made is recorded in Masechta Shabbos, that before Avdalah, you're not allowed to do work. That is a prohibition, even if you do all 39 malachos, it's a rabbinic prohibition. So to make a gzeira, lest you come to carry, and that's going to be a violation of rabbinic prohibition, Tosis continues, Baha Vadai, concerning that, certainly Logazar, we're not going to make a gzeira, davi gzeira la gzeira, as the Gemara hasn't, many places, or we don't make a decree on top of a decree. Sometimes we do make a decree on top of a decree, but that's at least a default model that generally we don't safeguard a safeguard. So it's only prohibited rabbinically to carry because it's ready after three stars, after the Kochavim. We're not going to say, don't blow the shofar, lest you come to carry. The Rashbam does not address the other issue of the fact that the shofar blowing itself might be rabbinically forbidden. So presumably whatever answer the Ri Halevi gave to that one, so Rashbam would agree to that. He's just coming to answer the second question. Megillah Daf Dalad Amabez Tosi Maskel Rav Yosef Omar Pnei Sheinem Shalaniim Nesuos Mikra Megillah. The Gemara had recorded that there were two answers that were given as to why we're not allowed to read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Again, in our calendar, it's only the 15th that could happen with. Theoretically, the Gemara discusses cases when they used to accept witnesses, and if the 14th falls out on Shabbos. Either way, we don't read the Megillah on neither the 14th nor the 15th when it falls out on Shabbos. So what's the reason? So Rabbi says, because you might come to carry the Megillah in trying to get a bucky to train you. Rabbi Yosef gave a different reason. Because all the Aniyim, the poor people, are waiting for Matanas Lavyonim, and they know when you read the Megillah, so that's when Bez Hashem people are going to deliver the goods. They're going to help defray their state of poverty because of the great mitzvah Matanas Lavyonim. Literally, Einayim Shel Aniyim Nesuos L'Mikra Megillah. Their eyes are lifted up to Mikra Megillah when people will shortly thereafter fulfill the mitzvah of Matanas Lavyonim. So if so, since you can't fulfill that mitzvah, at least with money, on Shabbos, because it's going to be muktzah. So you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Matanas Lavyonim in that way on Shabbos. So the Chachamim, since they don't want to disappoint the Aniyim, because when you have Mikra Megillah on Shabbos, so the Aniyim are not going to get the Matanas Lavyonim then. And even though, of course, if they had ordained Mikra Megillah on Shabbos, so then they would have arranged that the Matanas Lavyonim would have been done a different day. So, but you don't want to disappoint the Aniyim. The Aniyim associate Mikra Megillah together with the reading of the Megillah. So therefore, you don't want to have the Megillah on Shabbos in a situation where you can't give stock of cash. So Tosis notes that it sounds like at first glance that Rav Yosef, by giving another reason, is arguing on Rabbah's reason, that he's not concerned about the Gzeira you're going to come to carry. So Tosis points out that's not correct. Al Korchach, the abbreviation, perforce you have to say, Tzorch Lomar, the Rav Yosef lo palagatayim of the Rabba, that he's not coming to disagree with the reason of Rabba. Why? The ha sins gabi shofar v'lulav lekatayim achrina. Concerning the reason that we don't blow shofar when it falls on Shabbos, the lulav when it falls on Shabbos, lekatayim achrina. There is no other reason other than the reason of Rabba. Rav Yosef's reason of Tzedakah, this doesn't apply. So clearly Rav Yosef is going to have to agree that Rabbah's reason is relevant to Shofar and Lulav. So implicitly, the question being, so why do we have to give another reason when it comes to Megillah? Tos explains, Mikomogom, nevertheless, Kamar Hacha, Taim Acharina, he gave a different reason, Mishim Deika Nafkusa, because there's a Nafkamina, there's a halachic ramification of giving another reason, Miha, at any rate, B'mikdash. In the base of Mikdash, the Gemara is a principle, the Lekha Shavuz, that there are no rabbinic decrees in Mikdash, because Kohanim's reason aim, the Kohanim are very careful in halacha, so we don't make rabbinic decrees. Again, there's a massive discussion about this. Some rabbinic decrees do apply in the base of Mikdash, some don't. But those are going to approach that at least this rabbinic decree, in the view of Rav Yosef at least, would not apply in the Mikdash, that you would be able to read the Megillah in the Mikdash if we were only concerned that you might come to carry, because in the Beis HaMikdash area, Kohanim's reason, and they're going to make sure that no one comes to carry against Halacha. So therefore, you would have been able to read the Megillah on the Har HaBayis, let's say, on Purim that falls out on Shabbos. The Bayis Sheni, they celebrated Purim, because Purim happened in between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, and Bez Hashem, Purim will never disappear. Lo Yavar Mitoch HaYehudim, so Bezrat Hashem soon, we hope to celebrate Purim in the third Beis HaMikdash. So according to the model of Rabbah, you would have been able to read the Megillah on the Har HaBayis. So that's what Tosis ends, the second to the last line. V'afilo Hachi, nevertheless, going to Rav Yosef, Oser, Mishim Hai Svara, because of the logic, the Kamar of Yosef, that Rav Yosef gives, of the connection between the Megillah and Tzedakah, that you don't want to disappoint the Aniyim. Okay, so Bez Hashem, after Shivizocha, Hashem Yizakenu, to see whether they will read the Megillah on the Har HaBayis on Purim, on Shabbos, because according to Rabbah, you would be able to, because if that's the only Gzeirah, so then we shouldn't be concerned about that in the Mikdash. According to Rav Yosef, you would not be able to.